Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception that we intend to clarify today is the notion that there are people who think that Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam was a prophet of God. Now, it is known that there is a specific incident mentioned in the Quran vis-a-vis the Prophet Moses and Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam. Although Hazrat Khidr has not been named in the Quran, but we know from various narratives that the person whom Moses met in that incident was Khidr alayhi salam. Now, there are people who think that he was a prophet of God and he was sent to, or Moses was sent to him so that he could be instructed by that prophet vis-a-vis impatience, which he needed to exercise while dealing with the rebellious nature of the Israelites. So now the question which arises is that does a prophet or is a prophet invested with the authority to do something which is entirely against the Sharia? This question arises because we know that one of the things that Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam did in that incident was that he killed a young boy, and later on he told Moses that the reason for killing that young boy was that when he grew up, then when this boy would grow up, he would become a nuisance for his parents and he would create disorder for them. So therefore he killed him. Now it needs to be understood that a prophet of God or a Rasul of God cannot do something which is against the Sharia. We cannot regard Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam to be a prophet on the basis of the very thing that he did. This incident clearly mentions that he did something which apparently is against, which of course is against the Sharia, and which no prophet of God is allowed to do. He cannot do something which is against the Sharia. Killing someone is absolutely unwarranted. So therefore, this explanation cannot be accepted. There are other people who think that Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam was, of course, he was not a prophet, but he was a special person of the Almighty. Now, this too cannot be accepted, because even if a person is special to the Almighty, he cannot be given the authority of violating the Sharia in any respect. However, this misconception clears up, the question clears up, if we regard Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam to be an angel of God. Now, we know that the Almighty takes the lives of people, whether they are young or whether they are old, and through his angels he takes these lives. And of course, if this incident is understood in this manner, that it was Khidr alayhi salam who was an angel of God, who actually killed that boy, because he did so on the behalf of Almighty. And we know that the Almighty kills people. He, of course, has the authority of killing people, of taking them away, giving them death. And in this particular incident, the whole importance and the whole philosophy of the incidents is that the Almighty wanted to teach Moses the fact that there are things which apparently look very, very unjust, and they look very oppressive. For example, the death of a young boy, of course, is something very, very oppressive and very, very unjust. However, if we view this whole act in the grand scheme of things, we would realize that something better is wished by the Almighty. And this betterment, of course, was explained later on by Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam to Moses. And as the Quran itself says, the reason was that that boy, when he would grow up, he would cause nuisance and for his family, for his parents. So therefore, he was taken away in his very, very childhood. So the whole philosophy was to instruct Moses that there are things which apparently might look very unjust, but if we know that the scheme of God, if we had known this, if we knew the scheme of God beforehand, we would not have objected to such things. So therefore, we have to trust the Almighty that whatever he does so for our own betterment, for our own well-being. So this was the philosophy of that whole incident. But coming back to the fact that who was the person whom Moses met, as I said, the other two explanations, that Moses was a prophet of God or Moses was a special person of God, they cannot be accepted, because whatever emanated from that person was against Sharia. One of the acts was explicitly against the Sharia, killing that young boy. And this can be easily explained, and the whole thing fits in very well if we take Khidr alayhi salam to be an angel of God who was sent to kill that young boy so that he could instruct Moses in this lesson which I just referred to. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.